Okay, Trump's Twitter, Trump's tranny, twit tricks. Sally sells seashells by the seashore. I gotta get going, because I got a lot to fucking do. We gotta drive. Oh, God, we gotta go way down past, south past Denver today and tomorrow for a fucking gig. Not excited about that much driving. All right, stories. The Weyland-Yutani employees continue to drop. It's almost as if there's some kind of alien organism running around on the ship killing people off, except that that alien organism is called stupidity. So we got this one employee. He was our primary driver. And we'll call him 30 because he's 30 years old. He's 30. He's very soy boy. Just, I mean, he's your typical millennial male. You know, he's got the beard and he's into EDM and he's soyish and he's kind of metrosexual-ish, kind of gayish, you know, very non-threatening to women. And here, over the last month or so, he's been getting really flaky about showing up for work. He's never been able to show up to work on time. He forgets his keys on a regular basis. And he lugs around so much shit. Like, okay, I'm a shit lugger at work. Like, when we're going out to do a gig, like when we get out today, I'm going to have a bunch of shit. But I have my notebooks, my binders, and have all my job information in them. And depending where we're going, I got my laptop computer because I need to be able to do email and access stuff. But I mean, he shows up and he's got his fucking bag of drinks. And he's got a bag of food. And then he's another of these people that he has to eat, like, constantly. I mean, I'm eating one meal a day. Man, I've lost weight. Not a lot, but I've lost weight. I eat like one meal a day. This guy eats constantly. And he's got his bag with his fucking music player because he's got, once again, the fucking regression in our society. Those of you who are older, you remember the days of boomboxes when people have their boombox out in public and be playing their music loud on their boombox, right? And then the iPod changed the way people listen to music. And I was so happy because people got their iPods and they put their little fucking earbuds in or whatever. And you didn't have to listen to their music anymore. It was great. Does anyone remember this? And now, thanks to cell phones, we've gone backwards because now everybody plays music out of their fucking cell phone. But so now we're going even further backwards. This guy, he's got this little miniature boombox that you can Bluetooth to your cell phone. So now it's not just a cell phone in his pocket playing music that I don't want to hear. He pulls out this boombox and sets it up and cranks it up, and he's playing this loud fucking music that I don't want to hear. You know, and it's this lady. Oh my God! Did I tell you guys about this? I made fun of Yoga Pants Girl because there's some person that all of these kids listen to. You know, it's this shitty music with some black guy singing into an auto tuner. Anybody remember when black rappers could actually sing without auto tune? You know, Tupac, ODB, Too Short, Dr. Dre, you know, now it's lady, I love you, lady. And oh my God, it's so fucking terrible. It's just noise. And I'm trying to work and this shit is blasting. So anyhow, I've hated 30 for a long time because he's dumb, he's slow. He's slow working, he's slow witted, he can't remember anything, he plays his terrible fucking music really loud, he can't follow instructions. So anyhow, over the last month or so, he's been getting worse than normal, and he's like, oh, I need all these days off to go do this other stuff. It's like, okay, you do realize that, you know, we hired you because we kind of need you. So anyhow, we're at the shop the other day. We just came back from doing two gigs, and we got two trucks that are being unloaded. And he's back there with the crew, and they're unloading the trucks. And I go back there to get some stuff, and I hear this slamming coming around from inside the back of the truck, which is a little, there's always some slamming when you're loading and unloading a truck, but it was a little more excessive than normal. So we got this little perch where you can go up and you oversee things. So I go up to the perch, and I'm looking in the back of the truck, and 30 is in there, kind of slamming things around, and I'm watching and thinking, all right, I need to keep an eye on this, because he looks like he's got some anger or something going on. This isn't your normal slamming. So he gets to this point where we've got one road case stacked on top of another road case. And the road case that's on top is pretty fucking heavy. And it is a road case that no single person could unstack from the top of the other road case by himself. Because it's pretty heavy, but also just because of the size and where the handles are located and balance and all this other stuff. Can't be done. So I'm watching him, and he grabs the road case that's on top. And I'm thinking, well, what's he going to do? Because if he tries to pull that road case, like if he's trying to move the stack, the one on top is going to fall off if he does what he's doing. He grabs the handles on the road case that's on top and braces himself and just yanks it off the top of the other road case, slings it across the truck, which, considering how heavy it was kind of impressive. It slings it across the truck where it lands on the other side of the truck on its side. And I nearly lost my shit because this road case is filled with expensive shit. Fortunately, most of what's in there was not breakable, but further in the truck is the breakable stuff. He's lucky I didn't kill him. So I go down there and I said, hey, 30, I need you to get your stuff. And I need you to go home. And he turns and he looks at me and he says, why four? And when he spoke, I was a good, you know, meter. I was at least a meter, maybe a meter and a half away from him. And when he spoke, the stench of alcohol just overpowered me. I said, well, because you're drunk, which I didn't know until this point, because you're an asshole, and because you are throwing equipment around on the truck. So he got his stuff and he left. And I call Dallas and I report what's going on. So Dallas comes back to take statements from all the employees about what was going on this day. Well, turns out that 30 has been drinking at work for about the last month. And not just, see, let the great one differentiate. Okay, so like the great one and Yoga Pants Girl the other day, and we were running a show, we had a couple of glasses of wine because we're at the event and we had food and we're sitting there and we're just running the lights and we're sitting on behind a desk and we're doing stuff. Had a couple of glasses of wine. You know, we're out with the group and we go to lunch and we're eating food. People want to have a beer with their meal. I have no problem with that. Have a beer. We're eating food. Right? We're on location. Sometimes we're working late. Sometimes people will be like, hey, we got some leftover beer. You guys want a beer? It's like, okay, we're working. It's going to be a couple of hours. We're going to load the truck. If you guys want a beer, you can have a beer. Not a big deal. I'm not some fucking teetotaler who says you can never drink alcohol at work, okay? But drinking, so we were informed that this very day, he, 30, drank a six-pack of beer while driving the truck down the road. Okay, see, that's over the limit. That is where the great one draws the line. You have a beer with lunch and then go drive the truck. I got no problem with that. When you're drinking a six-pack of beer while driving the truck down the highway filled with hundreds of thousand dollars worth of expensive equipment, not to mention the fact your passengers, and like why these guys are putting up with this is like, it's like, do you guys not realize that if he has a wreck, you're going to die? I don't understand. Dude, if I was in that truck and he was drinking beer while he was driving, here's what a great one would have done. I would have pulled out my cell phone. I would have filmed him doing it without him noticing that I was filming him doing this. So I had evidence. And then when we got back to our office and we stopped and we got out of the truck, I would beat the shit out of him. I would punch him in the fucking face multiple times, and I would call the police and I'd report him for drinking while driving, and I'd show them the video, and I'd have him, you know what, I'd have him raped by the judicial system, I'd have him raped by the DUI system, and I'm not joking, that's what I would have done. I'd have filmed it and I'd have turned him into the fucking cops, and I would have let the state rape the fuck out of him. Because if you were driving your own personal vehicle and you're drinking, you know, I care less. Yes, you can still hit another person. We factor that in. But when you're driving the vehicle filled with the fucking expensive equipment that belongs to Weyland Yutani and the lives of other people, no, you need an ass whipping. So anyway, his ass whooping is coming. So I send him home. Dallas comes in, takes the statement, finds out that 30 has been drinking beer at work, that he's been mixing vodka drinks in his water bottle. And some the guys are saying they think that he might also be doing drugs. They're not sure, but they think he's doing drugs as well. So this is the quality of our employees. This is great. And so Dallas contacts 30 and says, you know, what, via text messaging, because that's how you talk to people these days. What's going on? And long story short, I'm paraphrasing all the text messaging that went back and forth. And 30 is saying, well, I'm going through a really rough time. Yeah, I'm going through a rough time. I'm going through a rough time. At least like a fucking woman. I'm going through a rough time. Well, you're a 30-year-old supposed man. Fucking man up. He's going through a rough time. And his mommy, he lives with his mommy is kicking him out of the house. And I mean, one of them is insane. I mean, all right, fine. But his mommy is kicking him out of the house. And he doesn't have enough money to find a place to live and pay all of his bills. And he bought this, and Aaron Cleary will appreciate this part of this. 30 bought this really expensive brand new car. And now 30 is concerned he can't afford to pay for it. And so here you go. So you're 30 years old. You're a soy boy. You live with your mom who is kicking you out. When your mom is kicking you out of the house, you know something's wrong. Okay. One of you, or possibly both of you, are really fucked up if your mom is kicking you out. Somebody in that equation has got some major fucking mental problems. Maybe it's him. And his mom is the normal one. Maybe he's the normal one. Well, that's not true. I know that for a fact. And his mom is insane. Maybe they're both insane. I don't know. But when your mom kicks you out, you need to... Wow, that is some great echo right in this spot. Can you guys hear that? Hello? 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 Whoa. Dude, that's the spot right there. I'm not moving anymore. I record every podcast is going to be recorded right here. Damn. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Anyway, so mom is kicking him out. So he doesn't have a place to live and he can't afford to make his car payments. So what's the obvious solution to that problem? Well, you should get drunk at work so that best case scenario, which is what's going to happen today when he comes to work, is you can get fired. Because he's going to get fired. And there it is. This is a 30-year-old adult 30-year-old adult male. This is what we've got to work. This is the future of America. These are the people. They're going to keep the electrical grid functional when the boomers finally die off, which they are doing, which we all know, and the boomers this and the boomers that. At least the boomers kept the electricity on. We can give them credit on that. When we got people like 30 trying to keep the fucking electrical grid functional, not sure how that's going to work out. All right, had to tell that story. I got to go. I got to get this uploaded. I got to get my ass to work so that I can drive for 3 fucking hours through Denver fucking traffic to get the other side of Denver to do some shit, and then drive back, and then drive back again tomorrow, and then drive back again. And then we got to go down to strike it all. I can't wait. Nothing like driving through Denver on a fucking weekend. Oh, I'm so excited to go down there on Sunday. So much fun. All right. I'm sure I'll have some more stories in the near future. Bye.